Folks, I'm traveling down a Silverado Trail, and I'm pulling into Paradox. This is an incredible spot, and I know, because I've been here only a couple of times, there is a beautiful estate vineyard here. David Marchese and I are going to take a walk out in this vineyard. Great to be with you again, sir. And the next wine we're tasting is right from this vineyard.
That's right, Doc. This property is called Rector Creek. It's actually where the winery is located in the tasting room, and it's named after the creek on the north side of the property, the north boundary, which is called Rector Creek. As we were just talking about, Doc, this spot at Rector Creek, it's an ancient riverbed, and it's got these very large rocks. Most of the soil, real lean soil, and these rocks are typically about 12 inches in circumference, which gives us really free draining soils. It allows us the opportunity to stress the vines as much as needed, which gives us really ripe, bold flavors. We get a little bit more of a red profile across the board for all varietals. So the Zinfandel has this kind of this raspberry jam component. We see that every single year. Sometimes you get a little hint of blueberry, but really nice, ripe, rich characteristics. Cabernet, again, is more of a red profile than black fruit, but it gives us a little bit of structure too, and it allows us to balance that with that ripe Zin. So it gives us the best of both worlds. We get that really bright fruit. We get some really nice lingering structure on the palate too. Be tricked into thinking this was more of Merlot base to it with Zin. It's that whole idea of terroir, and terroir can mean so many different things. It means not only the soil, but the microclimate that you're dealing in. So the location that we're at, the pitch, we're kind of just on the edge of the bench on the eastern side of the valley, right in the heart of the valley in Yountville. So we get a little bit of effect of the hillside and the runoff from the hillside and slightly leaner soils. And then it settles down a little bit into the valley, and we get that kind of richer texture to the Zinfandels, where we have those a little bit further down the vineyard. We can't, on a good year, we're going to be at 3.5 tons to the acre or something. You can see even higher yields than that in other places. But a lot of times, because these soils are so lean, we've got a lighter crop. But that, again, that gives us control, that allows us to stress the vines a little bit and really get concentration in the fruit.
And it's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine, Will Travel. Folks, we have a couple of empty seats at the table if you get here soon. Cheers.
Cheers, Doc.